Hello, this is Lewis.
And this is Ian.
And welcome to 101 Films You Should Have Seen.
Probably.
So we're back after a bit of a break.
Yeah, short 2 week break.
We've recuperated.
Yeah, I think it was getting to us, wasn't it? The hustle, the pace of this heady lifestyle we lead. We just needed a bit of time out. We retreated to the 101 retreat.
Yeah, exactly.
On a tropical island.
For back rubs and pineapple chunks.
And now we've had more than enough pineapple to come back and really give it 110%.
Definitely. We're back.
We're back and ready. And so in our tropical retreat, did you watch any films, Lewis?
I did. I asked the maid to put on The Dictator.
Yes.
The Sacha Baron Cohen film.
Yeah, good.
It's good. Not as good as Borat, but there are some very funny moments. I laughed out loud.
You know, I've not seen any of his films. I've not seen the L.E.G. film. I've not seen those two films.
Well, I wouldn't.
Isn't he in Les Mis? Is he in the new Les Mis?
He is, yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to see that. So that'll be another Sacha Baron Cohen film I'm not going to see.
Have you seen Sweeney Todd? He's in that.
I have, yes.
Ah, so you've seen one film.
Yeah, I've seen him in one film, yes.
How about you? Have you seen new films?
I watched School for Scoundrels again, which is one of my recommendations, so we'll probably do that for the blog, or for the podcast, sorry, a little bit later. Other than that, I saw about 10 minutes of Twins.
The classic.
Amazingly, though, I walked in, it was on the TV, and I just glanced at the TV, and it was just Arnold Schwarzenegger in a rowing boat. And I instantly said, is that Twins? Based on that split-second clip, I instantly knew what film it was. Which surprised even me, to be honest.
Yeah, well, usually you don't know shit about films.
But other than that, I don't think I've seen any others.
Lazy Ian. Lazy Ian.
Mm.
Well, anyway, we've got a good couple of films coming up before Christmas, haven't we?
Yep.
And, of course, our Christmas special to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. It's something to look forward to, definitely.
I look forward to it if no one else does.
Yeah, quite. So this week,
it's Run, Lola, Run.
Run, Lola, Run.
Our second German film.
Yes.
On our countdown of 101.
Yeah. Well done, Germany. Congratulations.
So this is a recommendation from Ms. Rainbow Fudge.
Yeah, Rainbow Fudge again, yeah.
Good old Ms. Fudge.
It's 1998. It's a 1998 film, is that right? Yeah,
that's right.
Very 90s.
Very 90s.
We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah, very 90s.
Shall we do the pitch and plot?
Yeah. So what's the pitch?
The pitch, it's kind of like Red the Fraggle.
Yeah.
In a Guy Ritchie directed Sliding Doors.
That sounds good. I want to see that.
Well, you did. It's called Run, Lola, Run. That's pretty much it, I would say.
Definitely. I like the reference to Red Fraggle.
Yeah.
She does look like Red Fraggle.
Yes,
right?
Lola has bright red hair. And it does give her a Fraggle-like appearance, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
And she kind of wears overalls.
She's kind of got a bit of a Fraggle face as well. this is in a nice way, right?
In a nice way.
In an attractive way, but she's just a little
bit
of a...
In an attractive way? An attractive Fraggle?
I don't know. Did you used to have those Fraggle dreams as well?
I just realised, of course, in our last film, Do the Right Thing, we mentioned Sesame Street. So we're having a real Jim Henson Muppet Puppet freak-on. Where that came from, I don't know.
Let's get our freak-on.
So the plot.
The plot is Lola gets a call from a drug-dealing boyfriend saying that he needs her. She could do better. She could definitely do better. With a Fraggle face. she gets a call from her boyfriend saying that he needs to get 100,000 Deutschmarks.
Yes.
In 20 minutes, otherwise this nasty man is going to shoot him.
Yes.
Because he's carelessly lost it. He left it
In a most ridiculous, stupid way.
Left it on the subway. A fool.
I know. And then we see basically three little stories, don't we?
Yeah, three alternative realities.
Yeah, one... and each one just shows that Lola running...
Lola running.
Each one shows Lola running to meet Manny. And just a different thing happens each time. And we see the kind of different version of reality in each little snippet.
Yeah, it's quite clever. Like, they're generally very tiny things. Like, you know, she gets held up by a car pulling out a bit too quick or whatever, and that causes something else to happen.
Well, it all kind of springs from the running down the steps with
that's
the guy
right,
with the
yeah.
dog.
Yeah.
Each one kind of springs from there.
Yeah.
And we see... also, as she runs through, she bumps into various kind of little characters, and we see how that has an effect on their lives.
Yeah.
These tiny little things kind of push their lives in certain directions.
Some of them bad, some of them good.
Yeah. So it's an interesting film, isn't it?
It's an interesting film, yeah. It's quite short.
It's yeah. It's, no, it's, what, an hour and 20 minutes, something like that?
Yeah, but it's clever. It's there's some nice little directing tricks as well, like only scenes that feature Lola and Manny are all shot on 35mm, but any scenes that don't feature them are all on video camera.
So right,
it's
okay.
Almost like it's kind of not of consequence if they're not in it.
Hmm.
And just there's very it's very fast as well. The cutting is really really quick.
Yeah, kind of pumping 90s
yeah.
dance soundtrack as well.
It's in the inlay card. Because this DVD came with an inlay because it's that old.
A laminated inlay card.
Yeah, exactly. The director was talking about he didn't just want any old techno soundtrack and he wanted it to be carefully selected. I'm like, well, it just sounds like any old techno soundtrack
well,
to me.
That's just more about us, though, than
yeah.
I'd say. I'm sure techno aficionados would be able to
yes,
say how well the techno music suits that particular scene.
But, yeah, it's a good film. But before we get too into it, should we do the trivia quiz?
Yeah, okay. Trivia quiz. Trivia me up.
Trivia quiz. Trivia quiz. Trivia, trivia, trivia quiz. The one quiz to rule them all.
Okay, question one, Lewis. Franca Potenti.
Well, it's that accent.
Potenti? Franca Potenti?
Franca Potenti, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pronouncing it correctly.
I don't know, it's just the accent. I'm not quite sure what it was.
This is my accent. I use this accent.
Franca Potenti?
This is my typical accent. Franca Potenti, the lady who plays Lola, was discovered, as in, you know, discovered as an actress, in a slightly unusual place.
Oh.
Do you know the unusual place you were discovered in?
I'm going to guess Lidl.
Lidl.
Yeah.
The popular European budget chain of supermarkets.
I imagine she was like buying some carrots or something.
Not quite.
No?
I might give you a second guess.
Okay.
I'll give you a second guess. Do you want to take a second guess?
I can give you an equally silly answer.
So you have no idea whatsoever?
No, no idea.
Okay. All right. Well, she was actually discovered in a public bathroom.
In flagrante.
No, apparently someone, she was in a bar, a lady was looking at her, kept staring at her, so she went into the restroom of the bar, and the lady followed her in and said something like, "Have you ever considered acting?" And it was a casting agent, just was taken by her look.
A very creepy casting agent.
Very true. Question two. Now, we've already mentioned how we see various characters and the their lives change based on their interaction with Lola.
Mm-hmm.
The man on the bike, can you give me the three ways his life is affected by Lola in each of the alternate realities? The man on the bike.
That's hard. I mean, I think one of them, the bike gets stolen, I think. Another one, he sells it to the homeless guy, I think. Oh, I'm struggling now. Oh, I can't remember.
Okay, well, in the first one,
yeah,
he gets basically the bike gets stolen by some heavies.
Right. Oh, I was almost there.
Yeah, you were almost there, and that leads him to go into a cafe, and then he ends up marrying the waitress and kind of turns his life around. The second one, he ends up becoming a druggie and ends up dying in the toilet. And the third one, he sells his bike to the tramp. That's
right.
What we see of it.
There we go.
So you got you're more of that. I'll give you half a point for that.
Okay.
Half a
point. That's generous. I like that.
And finally, as you said, it's 100,000 Deutschmarks.
Deutschmarks
is the money they've lost.
Yep.
So this is pre-euro.
Mm.
When was the euro introduced? The currency. When was the just the year?
I think 2000.
It was actually 1st of January 2002.
Oh.
So there's half a
half
point.
Half a point, that's very low scoring.
Yeah.
I may as well have not turned up. Okay, first question for you. So Franca Potenti went on to star in a very famous spy thriller. What was that thriller?
Oh, it's the Bourne films.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Bourne Identity.
I've not really seen that. I saw the first one. I found it very forgettable.
Ooh. Cutting. Wow.
It's people really like those films, though.
They do.
People really like them.
They're good.
I've never really understood it. Well, based on that first one.
It's just like James Bond.
Yeah, people really like James Bond, don't they? And that's another film, I'm a bit like, yeah, they're all right.
Maybe you should stick to German films. Okay, question two. What colour is the telephone in Lola's apartment?
Oh, it's red.
It is red.
It's red, because Lola's red, isn't she?
Yes.
She's got red hair, she's got a red phone.
And Manny's yellow.
Yes, yeah, Manny's in the yellow phone box, he's got yellow hair.
It's clever, the colour thing, isn't it?
The colour thing, the yellow and red.
It's like a comic book.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, last question. What does Lola's alcoholic mother ask her to bring from the supermarket?
Oh, shampoo.
Yes! Wow, three
out of three. Smashed it.
Okay, so going back to the film. This was written and directed by the German director Tom Tykwer.
Tommy Tykwer, yes. Yet again, another 101 Films directed and written by the same guy.
It's just a shame he doesn't star in it as well.
But his girlfriend does star in it.
That's true.
Yeah. Did they meet on this particular film?
I don't know. I know they went out for a few years.
He wrote the film for... what's her name?
Franca,
yeah.
Yeah, Frank.
So he wrote the role of Lola, he was considering her. So they probably knew each other at the very least.
Probably.
So yeah, it's again a unique vision.
They do tend to be the best films, though, or at least the films we end up watching.
Well, I think they're the films that stand out, don't they? Mm. And I mean, that's why they keep being recommended to us, because they are slightly unusual.
Yeah.
And they stick in people's minds once they see them.
Exactly. They're not just some sort of book adaptation or something.
No, and this film did very, very well. I think it was the most successful German film of that year.
Yeah,
Which I guess isn't saying much.
Ooh! Get you and your slight of the German film industry.
What was the most successful German film this year?
Oh, I don't know. Nosferatu.
No, it's Hans Sausage Quest.
I was just bracing myself to what sort of racist rubbish you're going to come out with there. I was wincing.
Sorry, it's Hans Sausage Quest 2.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
it's the sequel.
Yeah. I get confused.
Sausage Quest.
I'm sorry, Currywurst. Sorry.
I'd like to apologise to all of our German listeners for that horrible, horrible slight.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
come
buck
on.
Up.
Come on.
But yes, no, it's a unique looking film as well. It's the thing. I mean, when I started watching it, I thought, oh, this is just trying too hard.
It does try a little bit too hard to be crazy and zany.
Hey,
animated,
look, we're zany.
The animated moments.
Yeah. They're not good. They're not good.
They're not good. They're not good at all. I mean, the animation, I kind of see what he's trying to do. It certainly adds a certain kind of indie flavour to it.
It does. It did remind me of those slightly rubbish foreign cartoons you used to get on Channel 4.
Do you know what?
Just randomly slotted in between programmes.
Well, the animation does look cheap, so it does make you think of kind of like a school's programme animation.
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of runs down some steps. You almost expect it to learn a valuable lesson at the end.
Exactly, or a letter of the alphabet.
Yeah, it's just not... Yeah.
Mm.
That wasn't great, but... It has a real energy behind the whole thing.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, obviously the film is just a woman just running around lots. So it'd be difficult.
There's slightly more to it than that.
Well,
right?
I mean, big chunks of it are just her running along.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, that would make it would be quite difficult to actually make that be boring.
Yeah.
So it certainly has a real drive and energy to the whole thing.
Mm.
And it definitely does have a real comic book feel.
Well, there's a point where there's a team of men carrying a large sheet of plate grass across the road.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, that...
That made me laugh when I saw that. I was waiting for Bugs Bunny to pop up.
I think maybe it's in the colour of Lola's hair and the use of colour in the film does give it that real comic book sort of style to it.
Yeah, she does look like a cartoon character, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. I guess the really bright red hair and then the kind of green sort of overall she wears.
The green check trousers made me very nostalgic for the 90s. Very nostalgic for them. She's got green check trousers and cherry red DMs.
She's wearing a bum bag as well, isn't she?
Is she?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just an elaborate belt.
I'm sure it's a bum bag. For our American listeners, a fanny pack. Don't laugh. That's what they call him over there. I'm sure bum bag. I mean, the term bum bag is slightly ridiculous.
They're just embarrassing all round, really.
Do you ever have a bum bag?
Of course I did. And a shell suit.
I never had a
child of the 80s.
I had a shell suit. I don't think I had a bum bag. Those shell suits were lethal. They would just like, go up in flames like that, didn't they? Good grief. Yes. But yeah, I mean, it's 1998 though, so that's not. I mean, bum bags were out of fashion by 1998.
Not in Germany.
Not in Germany. That is about 5 years behind us in that way. So true. I'm coming across as very anti-German.
You're very, I love very anti-German.
I mean, this film's set in Berlin, and Berlin is probably my favourite European city.
It's too late now. You can't take it back.
I'm not taking any of it back. I'm just saying. I'm just truth telling. I'm just truth telling.
It's hard home truths. I mean, it does look very 90s there, doesn't it?
It does,
It does look very 90s. You know, it's only, what, 14 years old, I guess, but it feels older.
It does, yeah. It
a bit
does.
Like I watched The Crow the other day, and that felt really old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Going back to the direction, there's lots of, I suppose talking about the energy of the film, there's lots of, like, very lots of quick cuts, jumps. I think I read somewhere like the average scene... It falls to something like 2.7 seconds. Not a scene, but before there's a cut.
Yeah, I mean, that's the average in the sense that... Because there's some bits where the cutting is
just
incredibly
like, really...
So it's not all cuts are like... That would induce a migraine if it was just 2.7 seconds for every scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very fast-paced, which is good. It nips along quickly.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get bored at all.
No, it's a good
race through.
Yeah.
So one of the... I suppose the most unique part of the film is the way the story is structured, having these kind of splitting off alternate realities. So, you know, small little things lead on to big changes in the story. And apparently it's based on, I think it's a Polish film?
Okay.
Well, old Tommy Tykwer.
Timmy
Tykwer, whatever his name was.
We could have called him Timmy.
Timmy. I think it was heavily influenced by that. And that film... Similarly, has three stories, and it's all about a man running for a train.
Okay.
And he bumps into someone, and then depending on how he acts in that situation, leads on to sort of his life goes in three different directions.
Yeah.
So we see that happening to Lola, but beyond that, she bumps into people and his interactions with people, and then we see kind of quite a clever little way, just like photo montage of their lives after that. So, you know, as we said in the trivia quiz, a guy on a bike. One way he meets this woman, marries her. Another one he ends up dying in alone as a drug addict.
I mean, it's quite an ambitious thing, particularly for, you know, fairly kind of low budget kind of film.
Yeah.
Because there's so many kind of continuity things you've got to get right.
Very true.
So many little stories you've got to tell. It's pretty ambitious. I'm surprised actually, though, that it's not done more often in films. Maybe people have just put off because it looks hard.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, Sliding Doors, right? Sliding Doors.
It's a novelty, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. But, I mean, it's a good concept and it works really well.
Yeah, I think we'd get bored of it, though, if every film had five different alternate endings.
It's true.
Clue? That has
Clue.
that's various ways the murderer, a different person being the murderer.
Yeah.
No, it isn't used often. Are there any things in? Can you pinpoint a minor thing, Lewis, that led to your life being quite different to what it could have been?
Yeah, God, there's loads of things.
I mean, I suppose we can never really tell. Like that's one of the interesting things about this film. I suppose, you know, inspiring those kind of late night philosophical conversations that you might have, but how. Someone bumping into you may lead you to have a very, very different life. I suppose you can't tell. I mean, one of my favourite ones, which I suppose it's something I can very clearly pinpoint, which led me down a different direction, was when I was fresh at university, looking for work, went for a job as a sort of temp, weeks temping at a bank, and didn't get it because the person I was up against had some work experience at that bank. And so the next day, I then went for a different job, and that ended up going to a charity where I stayed for like 3-4 years, and that became my career. And from there I met a very good friend, and he through me met his girlfriend. My brother met his girlfriend at that place of work. Now they have a baby. So all the, and yeah, two more friends who've met through me. So all these things happened in a certain way based simply because a woman I never met did work experience at a bank when she was 15.
So you could have been a banker now. You could be.
It could be, I suppose, in theory, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I don't think I would be friends with you.
My brother never would have met his girlfriend. He wouldn't have the baby he has now. All these things change.
I mean, I had a similar thing. When I was 5, I think I got offered the chance to move up here because my birthday falls exactly on the cusp.
Of the two school years. Yes.
So they said, if you want, you can go up to the other year. And I decided to stay in the year I was.
Mm.
But if I had done that, then my friendship group would have been entirely different.
Yeah,
I would have gone to university with a whole bunch of different people.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here. 101 Films wouldn't exist, Lewis.
Yeah, what a scary, scary thought that is. Imagine the world without this.
Oh, my God. I can't. I simply can't. Somehow fate would have brought us back together. But I suppose, and this is a subject that's come up a few times, actually, when we talk about the 90s. I suppose it's another kind of a fair few films in the 90s talking about mediation or mediating on the meaning of life and the way things affect your lives. Mm. And yeah, something in the water.
Something in the water.
There was something in the water back then.
Red hair dye.
So one thing I do like about Lola, since the whole film is about Run, Lola, Run, her run.
Oh, God, yeah.
Her run.
I was just sitting there going, wow, considering, you know, that is the mainstay, she's got a bit of a weird kind of, I don't know what it is.
Well, I suppose,
like waddle? I don't know.
I suppose, to be fair, you don't see someone running that much in most films.
She looks like she's making hard work of that running.
Yeah.
I mean, she's pretty quick.
She's not a natural runner.
She's not a natural runner.
No. But she is quite quick, you're right.
She's quick. She's an unorthodox style, let's put it that way. It's an unorthodox running style. I mean, she is running in DMs as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course she is. She's a good 90s girl. Of course she's running in DMs.
No one wore trainers in the 90s.
She really reminds me of our German friend, Jasmine. Jasmine listens to this. I think she has done before, so she might be listening to this. If so, Jasmine, Lola really does remind me of you. You look a little bit like each other, and I can well imagine you ending up going out with a drug dealer boyfriend in your younger years.
Wow.
In the younger years.
Fair enough. Also, she's got a funny run.
And she can scream so loudly that she shatters glass.
That's true. True story. Anyway, speaking of useless drug-dealing boyfriends, Manny, the boyfriend in this, he's rubbish, isn't he?
Yeah, he is rubbish.
Particularly the way he had a go at Lola for basically screwing up completely.
Oh, but I bet you if we could ask our lady listeners, they would be like, that's very typical of a man to end up blaming their partner for something they have completely cocked up themselves.
Yeah.
Men, eh?
Men.
But, he's a handsome lad. That's why she sticks with him.
Is he? I'm not sure he is.
I read, when I was looking him up on IMDb, apparently he was voted in 2008 in the top 50 German sexy, handsome, nice men list.
Sexy man.
Yeah,
sexy
something man like, it was something like sexy, nice men list. So, you know, he's obviously well-liked in his home country.
He bears a passing resemblance to Stephen Dorff.
Really?
Yeah, I thought so. Maybe it's just the blonde hair. I don't
know. Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, that's the only kind of similarity.
Either that or the one of those hobbits. I forgot what his name. Dominic Monaghan. He looks a bit like him.
Yeah, that's slightly more I can see. Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's obviously why she puts up with him. Yeah, and he's quite cool in his fun. Yeah, he smokes. Carries a gun.
Women look for this.
Women love guys who carry guns.
Yeah. You know, he's a drug dealer, and you know he never turns up for dates on time and stuff. But he has got a gun, and I quite like that. I like that.
Yeah. So the film, in a funny way, is slightly unusual because I was just trying to think of a favourite scene.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you have any, because to me, it's almost like one long scene.
It all kind of merges
into...
You know, it's not like, you know, oh, the funeral scene in The Godfather or something. There's nothing that's a standout set piece.
It's so quick, in a way, before you before you catch your breath in one bit, it's moved on to the next bit.
That's it. I mean, the bit in the casino is quite good.
Oh, right, yeah. The kind of the third section of the film.
Yeah, yeah. And you, that's quite a good scene.
That ends really well. She leaves the casino and they're all just staring at her in silence.
And the camera just pans up to the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's quite nice, actually. Yeah, that is a good little bit.
And also the various scenes with her father are really good. Particularly the first sequence where she's basically slung out crying into the street and you're kind of like, oh, God. She does a good cry face as well.
She does, yeah. You really feel for her, don't you?
Good cry face.
Yeah.
She's rivaling Claire Danes.
Yes, I saw that, yeah. Yeah, no, he's quite good, though, the guy playing the father.
He's pretty slimy, isn't he?
He is, yeah. It kind of, he has a... He's very good at playing a very distant, disinterested man.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, no, he's definitely... Those are definitely the best scenes, but like you say, it does kind of merge into one.
Yeah. Any kind of weak parts of the film?
Well, we've already mentioned the animation. I think. Yeah. The opening itself is a little bit odd.
Yeah, no, but that's quite cool. Apparently, a voiceover at the beginning is a German guy who's quite famous in Germany.
Oh, okay.
For doing voiceovers for fairy tales.
Oh, I mean,
there was
okay.
a series of.
So it's like
tales.
A kind of once upon a time thing.
Yeah, and so and I think for German viewers of the film, they would instantly recognise his voice.
Oh, okay.
So it, yeah, as you say, it kind of gives it almost like a kind of strange fairy tale look. Yeah, the fact with her bright red hair, she doesn't look like a real person. I mean, for us, we kind of keep framing it in comic book terms, but maybe if you heard that opening as a German, straight away thought of fairy tales. The rest of it has a kind of fairy tale
air to it. It helps with the believability of the film as well. You know, the idea of, I've got to find this money in 20 minutes. You know, but it works. It works.
Yeah, I do. It's quite nice how most of it ties together as well. And especially the last scene manages to tie pretty much all the other characters together.
Yeah, it really works very well.
And not to ruin it,
Don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it. But I didn't notice this, and I don't know if you noticed this. The only thing I will say, the reason why Lola misses her first appointment is that her bike is stolen.
The moped, yeah.
The moped.
Yeah.
And that comes into play at the end.
Yes,
and
that's
And I
right.
didn't notice that until I read it. I was like,
Same here.
Yeah, so listeners, if you haven't watched this and you watch it for the first time, do look out for towards the end of the film, the moped guy.
Yeah, moped guy. So would you recommend the film?
Yeah, I would. I mean, it's so breezy, so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like you have to set aside a huge amount of time to watch it.
Exactly.
It's quite good. It's quite good fun. I mean, it's not brilliant.
It's not the best film in the world, right? But it's a good film.
I would have enjoyed it as a teenager.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was
if I had watched this when I was 18, I would have thought it was fantastic.
This is amazing. It's like a comic book.
Yeah, yeah. It's so quick and a kind of, you know, spiky sort of punky girl.
Yeah,
definitely.
Kind of a train spotting kind of feel to it.
Yeah, yeah, quite. Yeah, really kind of the music and the speed of it. Oh, no, I would have really enjoyed it back then. I still enjoyed it now, but perhaps.
Definitely worth a watch, though.
Yeah.
Definitely worth a watch.
So,
time to do our secret sponsor.
Secret sponsor
for
this week. Yes.
So, this week it's at Ears a Ringing. That's
Ears a Ringing. Yes.
Ears a Ringing.
Ears a Ringing.
So, he's a recent follower.
Yes. He's on his profile, it says he's into heavy metal, which straight away caught me and Lewis's attention because we love heavy metal, don't we?
Yeah. We love metal that's heavy. Not a big fan of soft metal, just heavy.
All-round geek, he describes himself as.
Well, I can relate to that.
Yeah, we certainly
got
can.
Got a film podcast.
And a left-leaning, generally nice guy.
You lean to the left.
I do lean to the left, yes.
Left leg shorter than the
Yeah, sadly. And we had a look at his blog. Very well written.
It's good. I mean, you know, actually, I'm going to come clean here. We're not that into heavy metal.
No, we're not.
But
wait, you don't like Orange Goblin?
Oh, well, this is the thing. I mean, you've got a very well-written blog, Ears Are Ringing, and I enjoyed it. And I imagine if there's any heavy metal fans out there who want to read gig reviews, then
if you
then
like Orange Goblin, Wet Nuns, or Turbo Wolf, this is the guy for you.
I can't believe there's actual real band names.
So
Wet
Nuns. So it's at Ears A Ringing or earsaringing.blogspot.co.uk.
That was a good announcer voice.
Mm.
I like that.
Also, thanks to Robbie. for your recent email.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
We're going to just say that because he was so nice.
He was so nice, wasn't he?
And an American listener.
That's true. We've got at least two confirmed American listeners.
Two confirmed Americans.
And a confirmed German listener as well, we had the other day.
So. Yes!
So
spreading.
Please like ignore Ian's insults in like this podcast.
Like a terrible virus was spreading.
That's it, yeah. So do please write to us and just say nice things.
Yeah, definitely do. Or leave reviews on iTunes.
Or leave reviews
nice
on
iTunes. Reviews. If you don't like us, just don't bother. Don't listen to us. Just don't listen to it. Well, you don't have to pay for it. I don't understand that. Anyway. Let's not get bogged down. Don't let the haters get you down, Lewis.
Anyway, you can send your film recommendations to 101filmsyoushouldhavesseen@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter @101films or like us on our Facebook page, which is just 101films.
Yep.
Again.
And again. Yeah. And don't forget to check out the blog. It's 101filmsyoushouldhavesseen.com. And that's about it.
Yes, it is. So. We'll speak to you next week.
You went a bit robot.
I always do that towards the end. I go a little bit robot. It's my robot side coming out.
Yeah. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Came away in the world today, showed a help a lot. Did only do 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 do